You're listening to the award-winning, leading children's gardening educator, Lee Connolly, the Skin Indian Gardener, and my daddy.
As a parent, I know it can be challenging to resist the lure of technology and the never-ending stream of notifications that come with it. But it's important to remember that our children crave our attention and presence more than any device ever could. One way to combat the distraction of technology is to set aside dedicated time each day to be fully present with your children. This could mean turning off the phone during meal times, taking a walk together without any devices, or just getting outside gardening away from social media. Another helpful strategy is to limit your own screen time and model healthy digital habits for your children. Remember, the moments we share with our children are fleeting, and it's up to us to make the most of them. So if you're with family or friends right now, turn off this podcast, put down the phone and go and create some real memories. Testing. Here we go. Testing. Is this working? Is this? Turn it up. Turn me up. Hello. There we go, everyone. Welcome to the Skinny Jean Garden Podcast. So good to be back here once again this week. Talking about something that I'm really excited about. I'm always excited. Before we get into it, Rome. Hey, wasn't Rome fun last week? Thanks so much for all your nice messages about Rome. I actually recorded that while I was over there a few weeks ago now, so it was a little bit delayed. But anyway, I really enjoyed it. So maybe we'll do some more. I'm back in the studio today, which is nice. The weather's looking beautiful outside, and today on the podcast I'm really excited to talk about Chelsea. Now Chelsea is coming up in only a couple of weeks time. I feel like May is already going too fast. We're like literally in the first week of May, but it's going far too fast for me. We're in May already. I'm already writing my Christmas list. Anyway, so I'm going to talk about that later on in today's show because I'm really excited about some more news about Chelsea. You know me of Chelsea. I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with it, but it's almost like Chelsea has been written by me, if anything, but written for me this year. And as you may or may not know, I'm off to press day this year, so I'm going to bring you with me to press day later on in May. But I'll tell you why I'm excited later on in the pod. Also, a little bit of news about Jamie Oliver and the work we're doing with him with the Good School Food Awards, which is very exciting. And so much more. So much more fun. You may say, what more fun? And I say, I don't actually know yet, if I'm honest with you. but it's going to be a good one this week, as always. Oh, hey, also, thanks for all your reviews. I've had so many people comment about the podcast. Garden Folk magazine said we were their number one. We didn't say number one, but their favourite podcast to listen to for inspiration. Thanks. I wrote for them the other week in the May edition. Have you listened yet? Or have you read it yet? Should I say? Has Rishi Sunak replied to me yet? Anyway, yeah, go read Garden... You know the answer to this anyway. Go read Garden Folk magazine. I wrote a bit about National Children's Gardening Week in there. Anyway. Oh, wish she hasn't... Obviously not. It's a no. To me. You know, obviously a no. I, among the birds and the bees, that's a good idea. A little people, they call the Partington bees. There's creepy black eyed bees and dumb. Secret now, please. They're zippy, happy, and they're sweet. Hello, hello, hello. And all the what's going on? There's creepy black eyed bee and dumplings. Keep it a secret now, please. This gives me an idea. They're zippy, happy, and they're sweet. And all the Partington bees. The Partington bees. Of the garden, everyone. And I must say, everything's growing really well down here, but I've left my daffodil bulbs still growing green. I want them to die off, really, but I really need the space to
to plant up some vegetables in there. I've also managed to paint the bench. I went black in the end, or like a dark blacky colour, which has come well. It means that other stuff will pop out. The strawberries are flowering, which is amazing. I'm excited about that. They do need a bit of a weed, though. I'm just going to literally weed live. Yeah, they need a little bit of a weed. I don't know how that happens. A little bit of a tidy up in there. And one thing that I am buying this weekend at the garden centre, I'm trying to sow from seed. And I've been really good at like sowing the carrots and salad and things like that. Just not been bang on it with my seed sowing. I need to get better. I really do. I'm buying some plug plants this weekend because I'm impatient. That's me, Lee Connolly, the impatient one. I know, right? So this weekend I'm going to the garden centre to do that. And also, something else me and Oliver are doing this weekend, getting her involved, is we've got this small space down here, which we are doing up, as you know. We've got a challenge that we are doing, which I'll put on this podcast for National Children's Garden Week, actually. But it's a garden centre challenge where she is going to be able to do whatever she wants, which I'm excited about. Buy what she wants, create what she wants. That's something we're going to do this weekend as well when we go to the garden centre. So, very exciting. And I'm really enjoying this space. It's lovely here on a quiet day.
In a world where two gardeners bring you the ultimate in audio experiences, when they hit the peak of radio fame, when you think they can do no more, they bring together an elite team of other gardening people to climb the peaks of Snowdon for the bearded growers. The projects. The projects raise money for causes that don't get the attention they really should. And this year, the bearded growers have chosen to support the future of the gardening industry. With school gardening success, they will be raising money to teach over 1,500 children to grow, care for wildlife, and learn together with their class. And not once just to ask you to donate. They're going to the peak of Snowdon and asking you to support this epic voyage. But they are not alone. They bring with them the legend and one and only Lee Connolly, the Skinny Jean Gardener, Kerry from Lottie Time, and One Town Weathers, Benny Drizzle. Find the Just Given link on the Bearded Growers socials. And in September, we find out who makes it to the peak.
This week on the Skinny Jean Gardener News, there is going to be a Children's Choice Award at this year's Chelsea Flower Show. That's right, Chelsea Flower Show has pretty much been a no kids zone for its entire entity, I'm guessing. I don't know that far back. But this year, not only is there going to be the children's picnic, not only is there going to be a no adults allowed garden, there is also going to be a Children's Choice Award with 70 school children going around and marking up the show gardens for that final award. I think this is amazing news, probably the biggest news of Chelsea. I'm so excited about heading to Chelsea this year to be able to see this unfold. I recently wrote a post specifically about this, about how amazing it really is. One of the things that I've been talking about and beating the drum of for many years now, especially for RHS, has been how we get children more involved. I would love to see this over more of the shows, and I'm sure we will see this again at Hampton Court and other shows. I've got to give him a call, and I... Hey, Arthur.
Is that you, Lee?
Hello.
Oh,
yes, me, Lee.
Oh, it's been ages, boy.
It has been a few months.
Yeah.
Months.
Oh,
yeah.
It's been
I just
such
want
a
to
long time.
Say I appreciate you.
It's so good to hear from you.
Keeping going, yeah.
That's okay, mate.
Yeah, Barbara, okay?
She's great. She's good. How's Oliver? How's he doing there? The kid of yours.
Her name is Olive.
Sorry about that, boy.
She's not a little anymore. Yeah. She's almost nine.
Oliver.
Again, yes. Olive, not Oliver.
Barbara, boy called Oliver? I'm really sorry about that. Anyway, you were out the other week. I saw you. No, well, you weren't in.
No,
right?
I wasn't in.
In
Rome.
That's it. Did you get the gifts?
I did see the presents you left me.
I left them on the front doorstep.
No, I appreciate them. I appreciate them.
Expensive, boy. All the way from...
Anyway. Well, I look after... For now, I've got to be quick.
It's okay.
Shall we do the top tip?
Yes. Okay, of course.
Over to you.
Okay, hello there. It's Arthur Shandy here. How you all doing?
Good.
As you know, it's no more May here in the UK. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to tell you this year was I know the Lee doesn't like no more May, do you, Lee?
No, not a fan.
But what I'm saying to you is, right, you don't have to cut your lawn in certain... You still cut your lawn, right?
Yeah.
But don't cut it in certain areas. Maybe keep a wild area all the time in the corner is my top tip. Still cut your lawn, but keep that wild area.
Like it.
So no more May, ho ho, hey, is what, I say.
Oh, great. I've got to go now, mate.
You got to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, next week?
Ring me tomorrow. It's me, Arthur Shandy. That's right, please let me do this again. So relax for just 1 minute. Are you relaxed? Barbara, I'm doing relaxed. Relax, boy. Or girl. You can cut the lawn. But leave a little bit of wild for the wildlife. Was it Pam's boy? Or Olive? Let's go. Relax there. After you've cut your lawn, still cut your lawn, but not too short. Not too long. Who knows how long, but not too long. Not too short. But they relax. All right, that's enough.
Hey, I'm Rob Woodhouse. You may also know me as Green Fingers on social media, and I am a second generation landscape gardener. I'm incredibly passionate about our industry, very, very passionate about getting young people into our industry, and I believe this needs to start in schools. If gardening was on the school curriculum, our young people could be taught by experts to help feed a passion for gardening, which could then lead to a career in horticulture, landscaping, or garden design. But if nothing else, feed a passion for gardening in their own gardens to grow plants, flowers, vegetables. The benefits of gardening for your well-being are well documented now. We know this. We know how great it is for your physical well-being and your mental well-being. So I think it's never been more important to get our young people in the gardens and getting their hands dirty.
Thank you so much, Rob, there for that. Right, today's thing that you can get outside and do with the kids has to be, I mentioned it earlier on when I was down the bottom of the garden, and I really like this idea. If you've got a fiver, maybe a tenner you can put towards this for the kids, also you get some plants as well. But it's a good way of getting them involved. Turn it into a challenge. Go to the garden centre with a fiver each. See what you can get for a fiver, probably a cup of tea. And you get a cup of tea, let them go and get a plant, and then bring it back and plant it up. The biggest thing for parents here is the freedom to let children go and buy what they want. I'm going to do it this weekend. I'll let you know how it goes in a future podcast for National Children's Garden Week later on in the month. But yeah, let me know how you get on. I really like this idea of giving them the freedom. Tell me what you think in the comments. So, you would have heard me talk about this in the news earlier on. I'm really excited about the Children's Choice Award that is coming to Chelsea. Someone said to me today, actually, I had a meeting today, are you not involved in it? I was like, no, not at the moment. But if I keep knocking on doors, you know me, if you've been an OG, I'll keep knocking until they say, just come in. Just, oh, God's sake. I'd love to be involved. I really do think that Children's Choice Awards are a great addition. I said in this post that I did the other day, Claire Matthews, since she's taken over as Director General, I know I would have been better. Thanks very much. but I honestly think that since she's taken over, especially for me, for what I do, it's probably been the most positive effect on Children's Garden within that organisation there has ever been. And that just shows you what a change in leadership, not that Sue Biggs did anything bad, just a change in leadership can do for an organisation. So I'm really excited about that. That has given me a lot of excitement around heading to Press Day. I'm with my good friend Mr. Aid Sellers for Press Day, which is great. I'll be heading there with him, having a jolly good time. But at the same time, being proper professional, I've got to cover more than I ever had to cover at Chelsea this year. So we've got that Choice Awards, which is great. The Children's Picnic, I'm still trying to work out that at the moment. I like the idea of it. I wish it wasn't such a photo frenzy for it. But I suppose that's with all new things. Hopefully they'll adjust that a little bit. Again, I feel like I could bring more to that side of it. Like showing the kids around, getting involved. It's a tough nut to crack, the IHS, but gotta love them. And then on top of that, this no adults allowed garden, which when I first heard about it, I thought this is brilliant. I've always loved the idea of a garden that you can't see in unless you're a kid. I love that. Obviously they couldn't do it. I would have pushed for it, right? I would have said, nah, we're gonna put a big wall up here, right? There's gonna be a hole in the wall. Only children can go through that hole to go and check out the garden. That's how I left it. It is an RHS garden. It's not an. I don't think it's a judged one. So they want other people to see it, I suppose. So I get that. If you're going to spend a lot of money on a garden at a show garden like that, you want to show it off. So what they are doing is they're getting people to pledge to plant a tree to help out a school organisation. Also plant, maybe just plant a plant or help kids grow. I like that. I like that. It means everyone's included in it. You know me. I like to ruffle some feathers. But can't wait. Can't wait to bring it to the podcast. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast this week. I loved chatting to Arthur again. I've got a soft spot for him. See you later. I'm not sure what part of the story we're up to, but I think we'll go into this part. But there was Chemical Alan, who was a total opposite of Dave, a friendly character who was extremely helpful if you wanted to spray everything with chemicals, which we definitely did not. But at least he said hello when we were down there with a spade in his hand. What is this I'm reading you? Well, it's the How to Get Kids Gardening book by the legend that is the Skinny Jean Gardener, and you can get your hands on one right now by heading to the Skinny Jean Gardener website with the discount code podcast24. You can get the book for just £10. Everyone else can get it for £12.99, ha, but you can get it for just £10. Goodbye.
Didn't they get a gardener?
Dachshund.